You got the voicemails?
I got the voicemails.
All right, here we go. Ready? Coming out in 3, 2. Excuse me.
Golly, dude. That's the cold open. Unbelievable. I mean, just. God, man. You didn't have to do that into the microphone. That was that sounded wet, dude. God, man.
Bro, I'm stressed. Okay, welcome to Hannah Dirt, a Guardian podcast about football. And really, it's a lifestyle podcast. I'm sorry for that terrible audio opening. Your boy's stressed out right now. Stephen Hartzell, how are you doing?
I'm fine. Why are you stressed?
My wife's birthday party is tomorrow.
Man, she loves you. It doesn't matter what? How good or bad of a party it is. You have unconditional love in your life. That's
sure,
so but rare. You should value that above everything else.
I do value that above everything else, but right underneath that unconditional love is putting on a good party for her and her friends.
Okay. Well, it's gonna. What are you worried about? What part of the party are you concerned about? We've been talking about the taco bar. I feel like
timing,
you got this on lock.
Timing, the stress.
The timing of like pulling stuff out of the oven, making sure it's all warm.
Making sure it's. I got Sterno. Don't fucking play me, player.
Okay. So again, I feel like this is unwarranted.
I got it, but
anxiety.
It's we're recording this on Thursday.
Okay.
I have to cook. I'm going to cook. I can do the chicken and the pork today. We have 86 the beef. The shrimp does have to be peeled, deveined, and cooked tomorrow.
It's a lot. That's a lot on the shrimps, dude.
No, that's a 5-minute job. That's easy. But you got to time it the right way. And then I got to saute the onions, the peppers, for people to put those on the tacos. And they got to make sure it looks good, man. And did your kids have school today?
Yeah, we have had, other than MLK on Monday, which is obviously a federal holiday, we're going to have a 4-day school
week.
Except
if you're in Arizona.
What do you mean? They don't honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day?
Mm-mm.
Jeez, dude.
Yeah.
Okay, well, good to know. Didn't know that. Yeah. We're knocking on the door of a 4-day school week, which is, you know, overdue.
We are knocking on the door of a 2.5-day school week.
Yeah, that's stressful, man. I'm sorry.
Wednesday,
y'all got snow on Tuesday night, which is
Tuesday night.
Rare
Wednesday
for
completely
South Charlotte.
Off. Wednesday completely off.
How much snow did you get? An inch, 2 inches?
Maybe an inch.
Okay.
I shoveled at night.
Some of the pictures and videos of the southeastern United States and the snowfall amounts that
some people
South
got a
Carolina,
lot of snow.
The coast of North Carolina, like
New Orleans.
Charleston got almost 6 inches of snow. New Orleans got almost a foot of snow. Like it was, you know, the panhandle of Florida. Places that do not get snow got record amounts of snow. Crazy.
Yeah.
So good for y'all. That's a once in a lifetime event.
That's literally, there were people that were putting snow in Ziploc bags to put in their freezer.
I will say this, I gotta get
all the ice, damn it. All right, let me just write that down. Ice, big letters.
I thought you were about to get up from the microphone for a second.
No.
You let me know, you just experienced one of these as a parent, so tell me your thoughts on this. I think, I'm 41 years old.
Sure.
I think putting on a proper snow day for your kids is just as cool and important as actually having a snow day as a kid. Does that make sense?
My kid was crying about not going to school.
Oh no.
I agree with you. And if we would have had like snow that was still there, I would have gone out there and played. We have all the accoutrement, if you will, to go out there and do snow stuff. She had snow pants that still fit her.
Yeah, snow pants
from Chicago.
Key, dude. You got to have them. With the overalls up top, like the one piece. Yeah, dude. Got to have them.
Because in Chicago, she had to have them. Because in Chicago, they're like, hey, man, you come to this preschool, you come to this whatever, we're going outside. She has she's got the idiot strings. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, she has those that like clip to her jacket to like, so she doesn't lose her mittens. We're good. We're good to go. I got a snow shovel. I was the only person in the neighborhood that shoveled their driveway and their front wall.
That does not surprise me at all. How's your back feeling? Did you overdo it? You feel all right?
No, I feel good, man. It felt good to get out there and do it.
You got to do it as it's coming down, man. If you wait and that snow becomes, you know,
ice,
there is no solution. You're fucked.
I took care of business. Like, she didn't have school on Wednesday, but she looked outside and she was like, everybody else is covered in snow, but our car and our driveway is completely cleared off. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, that's how daddy rolls. We should probably let our audience know that you haven't introduced Cerber yet because he's not on the show today.
Yes, no Cerber today. Cerber's got some other stuff going on. He's getting his house renovated.
Yeah, he's getting his bathroom renovated specifically, which is awesome.
Yeah, very nice. Going to be a sanctuary.
As it should be.
Sanctuary I haven't been able to fully utilize because my kid and my wife have been home.
I knew that was coming. So if you listen to the show for Cerber, if you're a Cerber lurker, sorry. He will be back next week. I don't know what else to tell you.
Yeah. No, dude. I'm stressed. I'm trying to get all this stuff done. Hartzell, how many times have you put on a party for, you know, like 25, 30 people?
A handful of times. I mean, I don't...
That you did everything for.
Well, that's... See, this is the...
We talked about it with Roddy on College Sports Now.
Yes, we did.
You and Roddy said almost in unison, that's a catering thing.
It is. I think for a lot of people out there, they're like, well, one way to enjoy this party is to not have to slave and sweat over every single piece of food that's going to be consumed.
But that's how I show my love.
I know. That's your love language. Stress.
That's how I give love.
Stress is your love language.
So I wouldn't say... Honestly, I think control is my love language. I want to control every aspect of this party.
That's fair.
It's going to be great, man.
Look, it's going to be great. I know you want it to go well, and it will go well.
Yeah. It just is like tomorrow at 5:30, there will be 8 or 9 cars that pull up to my house. Each of those cars will have 2 people. So if we're doing the math, let's call it 8 cars times 2. That's 16, right? Then 1 or 2 kids in each car. We're looking at 24 if it's just 1 kid per car. I know it's not 1 kid per car.
You know, I used to have a coach. He would say game days are when preparation meets opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what Friday is for you, Felder.
Yeah, champions are made in the offseason, dude.
It's where preparation meets opportunity. You're going to be fine.
I'm not worried that I won't put on a show. I am worried about all the pre-work.
You'll be fine.
I'm cooking the chicken today. I'm going to smoke this pork butt today. That's going to be done. I already have all the I don't have to go to the store again. Nice. I already got tequila too. I got tequila, I got triple sec, I got lime juice. We're going to have margaritas, baby. Mm. Yeah.
You got salt?
Yeah, I got salt.
I got salt. Rim, man.
Oh, the rim's going to be salted. And we're using real glassware because this is it's kid-friendly party. Kids are going to stay there. If you come upstairs, do not come upstairs. If you even think about coming upstairs, you better change your mind.
No, don't do it.
No, don't. Because one of us go in and we all go through it. And literally, guess what? I'll turn the TV off. I'll turn this TV. I'll turn this car around.
God.
I will turn this car around. And you know who's going to be upset about that if this car gets turned around? Your mom and dad, because they're having a good time.
Yeah.
And... We already talked about this on College Sports Now, but I've 86 the beef. I can't find like reasonably priced beef. Have you noticed that? Like I can get reasonably priced chicken, pork, whole deal, shrimp even, but the beef feels insane. And I can't drive across town to Super G or to US to the food market because I don't have the time to do it. And so I can't get, so there's no, we will not have beef tacos at this party.
That's fine, man. You got enough protein options. Nobody's going to miss it.
Yeah. Shrimp, chicken, pork. Boom.
Boom.
Boom. Sauteed onions and peppers. Raw onions and peppers. Mm. Queso. Yeah. Let me look at my schematic. Hang on.
Love queso, dude.
Yeah, we got queso with chips. We got lime chips. We got regular chips. I got napkins and plates. You want me to send you a picture of this schematic?
Sure. I mean, share all of your stuff with me, dude. I'm not.
Like, I'm gonna send you a picture of this schematic.
I love tacos, man. Love good taco night.
So where the beef is, instead of there's a beef for the beef. Instead of that, that's gonna be the peppers, and that's gonna be peppers and onions.
Peppers.
Because the grilled peppers and onions. Send it to you right now, big dog. But it just, I just am stressed out because I'm like, I want to just make sure I love my wife. Like, and I think that's the thing. I hope folks realize like this is me loving her dearly. This is the thing I can do that she will be like, oh my God, all of my friends loved my birthday party. And they were amazed that you could do this. And like, yeah, it's a little bit of like me being excited for myself, but also like, she really likes that her friends look at her husband and they're like, fuck, dude, I wish my husband did that. He could never. She likes that. She likes the idea that like, my husband is freaking magic. I sent it to you. And I got the, so the Q is queso, the C is obviously chips, that C is chips, N is napkins, P is plates, T is tortillas, C is chicken, B is beef, but we're going to change that to the peppers and onions, and I probably will swap the shrimp with the B, and then do pork, and then the peppers and the onions, and then there'll be salsa. There's also going to be salsa. We got salsa verde and like traditional salsa. All that's going to go in bowls. We're good to go. I feel good. I just want to make sure I got everything looking right.
You want to feel better about your birthday situation this weekend? Can I tell you what I have on Saturday?
What do you have?
And again, I'm not going to get specific here. I'm going to try not to get specific because
I got a couple late bills. I won't get specific.
Thank you, Kanye. I live in a small town, man. People listen to the show. There's not that many people that I interact with. We have two kids' birthday parties on Saturday.
Are they stacked?
No. One of them is the ideal time
10.
And space for a kid's birthday party of this age.
10 or 11 in the morning at Chuck E. Cheese.
10 to 12 at a kids' museum. Perfect.
Perfect.
10 a.m. to
you
noon. Elite.
If
Saturday
you tell
morning,
me that the other party is at 5 o'clock, I will lose my mind.
The other party is for an 8-year-old. It is from 3 to 7 on Saturday.
What the fuck are you going to do from 3 to 7?
Bro, I don't.
Is it at the house?
It is at like a shared, like a space in the neighborhood, like it's like a barn, like
like building. But it's in your neighborhood.
It's climate controlled. It's not in our neighborhood. No, we don't live in a neighborhood. It's in
their neighborhood. Oh, it's in their neighborhood.
It's a very nice venue. Okay, like you
no,
could
no,
have
no,
a
I'm
wedding
not talking,
in
I don't
this
give
venue.
A shit. I'm going to be honest. I don't give a shit about the venue.
There are no televisions.
How far is it from your house?
12 minutes. Not terrible.
Okay, that's not bad.
No, it's not bad. It's just 2 hours too long, man.
Yeah.
You don't need a four-hour birthday party ever.
Look,
it's one thing if you're like,
what's
hey,
the entertainment?
I don't know. In the past, they've thrown down. There's been like a magician. There's been like science experiment person who does stuff and gets the kids involved. The kids will love it. My point here is, Felder, the duration.
Yes.
Twice as long as it needs to be. If you want to have a kid's birthday party, and we have a lot of first-time parents that listen and are like, hey, give me some advice, blah, 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 blah. Look, Kids' birthday parties, short 2 hours max. Now, if you want to tell your close friends,
you
hey
can
man,
stay longer.
Come in early because the bounce house is going to be there, or stick around late and like yes. we'll grill some burgers. That is totally fine.
Yes, agreed.
But when you advertise that the party is going to be from 3 to 7, like you're putting everybody on that guest list in a very interesting and difficult spot because there's going to be people who show up at 5 o'clock.
What's your kid's bedtime?
I mean, on the weekends, dude. I mean, my wife and I are not, we're not strict time calendar people. We never have been with the kids.
Okay. That's fine.
Now,
everybody's
on the weekends,
different.
On the weekends, I will let those kids stay up till like 10 o'clock because Felder, they will sleep in until 10 o'clock. So
that's great. Yeah. Like, I don't have that in me.
I understand.
On either side, like my kid and myself, I don't have, like, the latest I will sleep in is probably 7 o'clock.
Yeah. No, I'm not sleeping in. I just want some, if I can get 2 or 3 hours in the morning without children.
Of alone? Yeah.
Bro, are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's the best.
It is. That's, people, you know, my wife will be like, what's the highlight of, like, what's the best part of your day? And I can't answer the part
can't
when
answer.
I woke up and
listen,
was by myself for 3 hours, but that's the answer.
My wife found out about secret dinner this week.
She listened to the show or
no, she saw me outside in a Carhartt jacket eating a burger that I just grilled myself.
Yeah, hot food.
She was like, what are you doing out here? And I was like, it's a thing I do. It's called secret dinner. She's like, what? And I was like, yeah, I come out here and I eat dinner alone because so no one can talk to me. And she was like, is dinner that hard for you? And I was like, it's not that dinner's that hard for me. It's that I just know that, like, I got to make dinner. This goes back to the stress of the party, right? I got to make dinner, and then my kid's going to want something. Oh, Dad, can I have more of this? Or I don't want this. Can I have this instead? And then you're going to be here, and you're going to be trying to, like, you're going to be talking to her and, like, being, like, momming to her. And I'm like, I don't want to eat this. Like, there are times I sit down and I don't even eat dinner. And we've talked about it before on the show. I understand I have disordered eating. I get it. I don't have an eating disorder. I have disorderly eating. And most of it is I need no one to talk. Like, we put music on for dinner, but, like, it's not music. I want to listen to fucking Problems at dinner. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Instead, you're listening to, like, Billy
Ugly
Holiday
Bug Ball, and, like, yeah. You know what the compromise music that we have is, Hartzell?
What's that?
Is Redbone, Come and Get Your Love.
Okay.
And I'm like, I don't want to, but every night?
Yeah, I don't love that. I don't love that.
It's like it's because it's like kid friendly in right. theory, but it's also like my wife likes it. I don't want to listen to Fleetwood Mac radio on Alexa. I don't want to listen to Fleetwood Mac. I barely like them.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I hear you. That sucks that you got caught red handed eating hot food outside. But when you sent me that video, I was like, bro, this is brave, man. Your family's at home. They're going to have questions.
Yeah. And then I had, no, it wasn't the burger. It was the pita. You're right. It was the pita.
Yeah.
It was the pita. You got me. It was the pita, but it was secret dinner and they did catch me. And
wasn't
she was
nothing
like, what
secret
are you
about it, man? You got to take that thing over to the side or something. I don't know.
There's no table to the side. And I went to Winston to get those chairs.
Hey, so speaking of cooking, I haven't listened to any of these voicemails, but I see that a few of them are labeled
or HelloFresh related.
There have been some pointed comments on Twitter, so one of us is about to take an L.
All right, so let's do it. Which one do you want to go to? You want to go to 813?
Sure. Here we go.
Boys, what up? It's Ian in Tampa. Just wanted to chime in and say, Felder, keep dunking on these righties. Southpaws for life.
Yes.
I wanted to know, is there anything that you just decided to do right-handed because that's the way you learned it, even though you're left-hand dominant? Like, I right left, I throw a ball left, but I golf right-handed because it was just easier for me to learn it that way.
And to get clubs.
Also, server, I missed you at the Shutdown Live show, bro. I was going to have you sign a koozie, and you didn't show up, and it hurts my feelings. Anyway, let's go.
All right, so before you play the next one, two things. One, the only thing that I can do, the only thing that I would opt to do right-handed, right style, is shoot a soccer ball. Like, put it in the goal.
You mean kick a soccer ball?
Yeah. Okay. A shot on goal. That's not called shooting.
I've just never heard of anyone saying I'm going to shoot a soccer ball. It's like you kick a soccer ball. But anyway.
No. Right. Okay. Footed. Call in 336-448-3607. If like, are you saying that Alex Morgan doesn't shoot on goal?
Of course she does, but I don't think she's like, I'm going to go out here and practice shooting the shooting the soccer ball. I think it's kicking the soccer. Either way, man. Either way. I just want to clarify.
I think you're wrong. Right. I think you're 100% wrong.
Okay.
I understand how to dribble. I understand how to pass. But if I'm going to shoot on goal, I would probably shoot with my right foot. I probably get more force. That's also probably why my left hip is really fucked up. And I do have to go to the doctor for that in the next few weeks.
Bro, my hips have been bothering me. The yoga has been helping.
Yoga's been helping? Yes. Well, we joined the Y, so I might, like, dude, maybe that's a thing I do.
Been opening up these hips, man.
Bro,
let me tell you something. I'm 41. Ain't no shame to my game. Like, I'm not out here trying to be something I'm not. I just want to
totally
stay.
Agree.
Like, you're
viable.
If your hip issue or like an ankle injury or God forbid, like something lower body prevented you from exercising, Felder, you're at a point now where that would be really, really bad for your mental health.
Knock on wood. I don't think it's going to happen. Knock on wood.
Well, like, you don't tie your shoes when you run around the neighborhood either. I'm just saying, like,
that's never stopped me.
I just need
to
stay mobile. Staying mobile, that's when, especially at our age, like it.
Yeah.
You start stacking on pounds very quickly.
And your boy got on the scale today, 206.5.
I mean, you're thriving.
Yeah, I feel really good, actually. And imagine if I can get all this stuff out of my body. Then, who knows?
He's talking about pooping, folks.
Yeah. But no, that's the only thing I would do right with my right. I think there's just more power in my right leg. And the crazy thing is, when I hit a baseball, there's still great power coming out of my right leg. I just don't think it has like the dexterity that I'm used to with shooting. I can still, if I was going to cross, do you know that cross in soccer?
Yes, I know about crossing.
If I was going to cross, I'd cross with my left because I have more control. But if I'm going to just try to power it into the goal, if I'm taking like a penalty kick or, you know, if I'm taking like a PK, like if I'm doing that, that's going to be left footed or right footed, excuse me. Unless I was going to fake him out and then, but it would be, I feel like it would be too slow and they could get to him. It's right for power, left for like actual dexterity, which I think was, yeah, that's it. All right, let's go to the other one.
Hey, boys, what up? It's Ian from Tampa. Just forgot. I wanted to call in real quick, and I haven't listened to the rest of the episode, but I just got some HelloFresh boxes, and we're excited to get into it and try and start learning how to cook. So just wanted to share that. I'm really excited. Anyway, let's go.
So he's trolling.
That felt like a troll, right?
Yeah, that did. But I think there are some others that aren't, that are like serious.
Yeah, I just, it's... Literally, so after we got done taping the show, I went to the storage unit. By the way, found some amazing, we went to the storage unit that my dad has for my grandparents' house.
Did you find any gems in there? Any like valuable things that you want
to? I have two things. I have to rent a trailer probably from Lowe's or U-Haul to bring the stuff that's mine. Like they gave me, I have to bring it back to the house. My dad's going to have to as well. And we also have a thing we have no idea what to do with. There's a 9x3 by, I guess, 4.5 foot tall. So 9 inches long, 9 feet long, 2.5 feet deep, 4.5 feet tall. I think it's Italian. It might be German, but like a wall unit that literally is like, we're not going to get rid of it. It's gorgeous. It's like handcrafted. It's beautiful.
Awesome.
No one has anywhere to put it in their house.
Yeah, that's usually how this goes. And you're faced with the decision of like, man, like that's why people get storage units, because they're like, this is too
nice.
That's
why we have a storage unit.
Yeah.
But we got, I got a set of, I think, 6 shot glasses from all around Germany. So I have those. We took those came home already. We found a couple of my grandpa's medals, combat medals. Those went immediately straight to my dad's house. But I have to get a trailer or something, because I've got to get, there's a sewing machine that I'm going to get. There's a marble coffee table.
A marble what?
Coffee table.
Oh, yeah, that thing sounds like it weighs about 300 pounds.
Yeah, it's not going to go, it will never go upstairs in my house.
Yeah, you'd have to get it upstairs.
No, it's not even that. You just wake up one morning and there's a hole in your floor. Just like, what? And the other thing for me is a globe, and I'm trying to I gotta move stuff around in my house to get the globe in here. It's a globe bar.
Nice.
So you open it up, you have all your stuff in there. So we'll have two bars in our house. Double bars, very cool. Which is what Serber couldn't even get at his dad's house. All right. Do we have another hello?
Yes. 423.
There we go.
Guys, Josh UB at 423 here. Just wanted to say that the HelloFresh talk at the end of the last episode really, really got me. I don't even know how I feel about it, but it was just hilarious. A couple quick things. Talk about breakfast. I'm not a huge breakfast guy.
Sure.
But when I do, a California Crunch Wrap from Taco Bell.
Okay.
Slaps, man. It's a regular breakfast crunch wrap, so it's got the eggs and the bacon and hash brown and everything. Mm-hmm. But they put guacamole on it, and it bangs. Shout out to Sonic with their breakfast burritos. I love a burrito. Like, a biscuit is, you know, I can convince myself that, you know, a wrap or a burrito is slightly better for me, even though I'm pretty sure it's not. I want to wish you all a happy end of college football season.
Yes.
And a job well done. Have kept everybody entertained. For Mr. Felder here, I mentioned it a while back, but now that you have all this free time on your hands, for the Substack, man, I would really love to see some cooking videos, because I love the I love your recipes or when you talk about stuff, but I'd love to see the technique.
Sure.
Would love that. Server, great job on the new track. Just listen to it. It bangs. Speaking of cooking, I'm going to send you guys a recipe for sticky toffee pudding. Again, I'm not a big sweets guy, but I made it because my wife was interested in it. I took one bite and said, damn, that is like the best dessert I've ever had. So it slaps. I'll send that to you guys on Twitter, X, whatever. Oh, and lastly, too, I think we, now that it's off season, let's test off the product doc.
Yes.
Because
yeah.
I think everybody's got some stuff that they could add to it, and I'll send it to you guys. But anyway, you guys are the best. Appreciate all you do. Let's grow.
Hartzog, what do you think?
I mean, with what, the product doc? I'm down bringing back the product doc. You know,
I mean, it's still there. It's all still there. I got some stuff I can absolutely add to it for sure. You got stuff to add?
I got stuff to add. I got new stuff all the time, man.
Yeah, I got new stuff too. So product doc, check. What's your take on guac?
I'm not a guacamole guy.
Okay.
That's just me. I've had very good guacamole. I just don't crave it. I don't seek it out.
I don't want it ever at all.
I'm a salsa and queso boy. That's just what I like.
I can deal with salsa. I can deal with queso. I really, you know what I like? Chips. Like, I will eat, like, I'll just eat tortilla chips.
Yeah.
Although I do have this dip. Oh, by the way, one thing that wasn't mentioned, not mentioned in that picture. I got this dip that my mom makes, and I learned how to make it from her. And
what's in it?
I'm not going to tell you.
Well, like, what kind of a dip is it? Is it a buffalo chicken dip? Is it a black bean dip? Is it a cheese dip? What kind of dip is it?
It's like a beef and cheese dip.
Oh, it's served warm.
Served warm, yes.
I'm there.
Yeah. I will let you have some.
Yeah, let me hit that.
But let me tell you something. My wife's cousin, I made this dip for them, and he's like, this is the best thing ever. And so he was like, tell me and he asked what's in it. And I was like, So I just lied. And then he talks to my wife and she's like, Eric said this is the best dip his friends have ever had. And I was like, oh, that's not even the good dip. I didn't even tell him everything that goes in it. He's making like a half-ass dip and his friends think it's good. Shout out to people from Michigan.
Y'all ain't used to seasoning your food. Just go ahead. You can say it. All friends here.
I was like, yo, I didn't even give you like the secret sauce, like the way to do it. But you made something that was, I'll put it 65% as good as the dip that you had. And your friends thought it was the best thing ever. Wow.
You played yourself. You just told on yourself. This ain't Velveeta and Rotel.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's tough, man. It's tough. It's
hard out here for a pimp.
Mm-hmm.
Also, before we go to the next voicemail, we have an email. Shout out to our guy, David J. Felder, my man, the meal kit take is maybe your biggest boomer take in all these years. Ha ha. My wife and I were dying laughing at the episode. I think you're really overestimating the abilities of the Gen Z kids or folks who grew up eating takeout or frozen stuff every meal. That's a good point. And ate out every meal in college. From working with a bunch of kids in their 20s, let me just say, the kids are not all right. All right, that's halfway through the email. I think he's right about all this stuff. Because I remember one of my friends, we played football in high school together. He played baseball at UNC. And so we were at UNC together as well. I remember when he got married and he was like, she can't cook. And I was like, you can cook. He's like, yeah, I can cook. She can't cook. And I was like, and he told me, he goes, she said she's just going to learn once we have a kid. And I was like, that's not how cooking works. Is it?
I mean, it is for some people.
No. You learn how to create meals and get by when you have a kid because you have to. But you don't. You can't just learn how to cook when you have a kid. That's not a real thing, is
Felder,
it?
I think you're going to struggle with this because your mentality, your belief in like how to cook, how to learn to cook is it's very unique to you because your skill level is just a lot higher than most people, man. Like there are people out there who don't know how to make mac and cheese. Like I'm not,
it's the easiest thing to make. You fucking boil cavatappi.
Man, you can't be upset. First of all, cavatappi. There are people who are like cava who? Man, I'm elbows and like sauce packet guy over here. Like I understand what you're saying, man. Like that's what I'm trying to compartmentalize how you feel and respect it while also trying to introduce to you this giant group of people that, to the emailer's point, when they wanted mac and cheese, they would literally get a to-go order of mac and cheese from a restaurant.
Right. No, that's what he's saying. He's saying the kids are not all, their kids are not all right. So I'll do the rest of the email. Gateway is a means of access or entryway for someone who doesn't even know what a sear is, has no idea you need to salt the pasta water, or doesn't understand the importance of not overcooking. These things are as much education on the cooking basics as they are about saving money on small portions. We've got dudes out here who can't even throw together a little spaghetti bolognese without the ragu.
Bingo.
That's wild.
Yeah, it is wild. Keep going. What else has he got?
Last one. My theory is that Chipotle bowl culture ruined it for these kids. One of my guys loves steaks, but can't cook one to save his life. So he just cubes up a sirloin, no seasoning, browns it on the stove, and then throws it over microwave rice and covers it in cheese a couple nights a week. Yikes. Didn't know the meat would be juicier if he cooked it whole, or that seasoning made that much of a difference. Love the show. Let's grow. I told DJ, this is my favorite email that we had. You're right. That's the part I'm missing on. But I guess that goes back to my wife, right? My wife. Do you know that my wife didn't realize that pork chops could be good? We've talked about this, right?
Yeah.
Like, she didn't think pork, she was like, I don't like pork chops. She was like, oh, wait, pork chops can be good? Pork chops can be good? And I'm like, this was my favorite food growing up. My mom, with a wooden spoon, used to chase us out of the kitchen. Because when she was making pork chops, she would take them out, put them on the paper towels in the bowl to let them dry out, like on the rack, and literally would be like, and we used to double team. We had two entryways to the kitchen. One person goes in one way, starts to grab, and then you make her chase you. And then the other person comes and gets one. You guys eat it together in the din, right? Mm-hmm. And you guys split it. Now you got an extra pork chop. And I'll say this right now. There is one thing that Food Lion has over Harris Teeter, Whole Foods, Earth Fare. Like, the only place that would be, there's only two places that would be better than Food Lion at this. But those sloppy cut pork chops, can't beat them. You cannot. We don't have Winn-Dixie anymore. We don't have Bilo anymore. So Food Lion is the king of the castle. King of the castle. King of the castle. When I want like a meal that feels like home, I'm going to Food Lion to go get those pork chops. But DJ's right, right?
Listen, he's right, because that was my whole argument last week when you were like,
sure,
offended at the notion that these companies have dumbed it down and simplified.
They've capitalized on people's idiocy.
People also don't know how to shop for groceries. They don't know how to shop for cooking ingredients.
No.
Like portions. Like, well, it says I need this. What does that mean?
Right.
You know, like.
You're right.
How much sauce do I need? Or like, how many cans of tomatoes? How many boxes of pasta? How many peppers? Like, people are lost, bro.
Dude, well, take another step. If you buy too much pasta, you know what you can do?
Right.
Make a different pasta dish. Like, if you bought this to make the spaghetti, like the bolognese, right? And then you have leftover spaghetti, you know what you can do? Make it with vodka sauce.
Dude, if I was gonna get electrocuted, and I was on death row, how do they kill people on death row? Is it lethal injection now?
Lethal injection, yeah.
If I was on death row and I had to pick my last meal, it might be penne alla vodka with just an unlimited amount of garlic bread and Parmesan cheese. Like
I know I dig that. I know what mine is. is steak au poivre with pommes frites.
Okay.
Steak au poivre, but instead of brandy, give it to me with bourbon. Steak au poivre with pommes frites. Like, not batonettes, pommes frites. Yeah, that's, you know what, call in with your, if you're, also, I would ask if I could get Firing Squad. What?
I don't think that's an option anymore, man. It's...
I think it is.
No, I don't think so, man. Maybe there's a state out there that still does Firing Squads, but I don't think so.
I think Utah does Firing Squad.
No chance.
Hang on.
Utah probably hasn't executed somebody in decades, but I doubt it. I doubt that they have firing
squads. Yes, Utah still allows the firing squad as a backup method of execution if lethal injection is unavailable or ruled unconstitutional.
Well, there you go. Backup.
Oh, I'll back that ass up like juvenile.
They're going to try to inject. Have you seen the juvenile Tiny Desk concert?
I have.
God, it's amazing.
It's so good. Dude, you working with some ass here. And he's just in a library?
I'm late to the party on the Tiny Desk series.
Are you really?
On NPR. Yeah. But everyone that I've watched has been...
Did you see T-Pain?
No, I've not seen T-Pain's.
T-Pain, very good. T-Pain, very good.
They're all good. Even artists that I've never heard of or listened to. They're so good, man. And I'm at work a bunch, so I just put one of those on and they just keep going. They just keep cycling. They're great.
They do not miss on Tiny Desk, dude.
Yeah, no, they're great.
Like I listen to music that I don't even like. Like I'm listening to, and I'm like, why is this so good? Mm-hmm. And that little, just the time, it's so good, and it's so awesome that they've, like, NPR, by the way, just for the record, NPR does slap. Like, they're inviting people to just be themselves. Like, Juvenile had, like, a band, what was it, like, a head wrap, and a, like, a headscarf, and a hat, a fitted. It wasn't like, let's get dressed up, we're going to the Emmys. It was like, yo. Just be who you are. This is cool. We're going to take care of it. Because Manny Fresh was there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's insane. Like, they do stuff I don't like Yo Gabba Gabba, but literally, like, I found myself, like, watching a full, like, Billie Eilish thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, why? I don't even like this. So, yeah, it just is, it's good. It's very good. And they, like, it's new artists. It's people that have been there for a while. Like, it's people that have already, oh, man, I'm not going to be able to make this class, am I? Shit. 6:15 to 7 o'clock, 45-minute cycling class. Not going to be able to make that. I got this party to do, man.
It's tough out here.
Yeah, it's hard out here for a pimp. It is. It really is. Oh, by the way, shout out to this person. Yompville WJS. HelloFresh is not an on-ramp to cooking. It can be an on-ramp to palate expansion, but put tab A into slot B is not cooking. Thank you. All right. I feel good about that.
All right, while we're at it, shout out to Matt Moore on Twitter, who also had some takes. There have been some wild takes, but the cooking gate keeping this week may be the wildest. Parcel is right on this one. Parents use HelloFresh. They save the recipe cards they like and remake those things on their own. The meals are good. The produce is good. When I've been at their house for the meals, I've learned techniques I didn't know about properly making a glaze, a gravy, seasoning, incorporation, etc. Just to trigger this convo more, the past three Thanksgivings, we've done the HelloFresh meal. Absolutely amazing. We add family favorite sides. It's a great meal. Avoid the stress of the grocery store. Have enough food for the people eating. No waste. It's absolutely an on-ramp. What a perfect way to cook and try new food, then make it again later with alterations. So thank you, Matt Moore.
Okay, Matt Moore.
We got any more callers on the topic?
I don't think we do.
All right.
But I disagree 100%, but sure. I disagree. I disagree about 70%.
Yeah, I'm not trying to convince you. I'm just out here trying to talk for people who were like, oh man, I feel ashamed, or I'm a bit like, people do this with finances. People do this with healthcare. Like
don't know anything about finance or healthcare. I'm bad at that.
That's my point, though. There are apps, there are companies that literally exist and generate massive profits because they explain this stuff to people.
No, they do it for you.
That's part of it. That's an option.
That's what don't. See, I don't. I'm trying to not go back into this, but they do it for you.
They do the harder part. They do some parts of it for you. Yes.
The hard part is the fucking part, Steven.
Man, you're still getting triggered about this. You can't just acknowledge that there are people out there, like I said, who don't know how to make mac and cheese, and that's okay. That's all right. I'm not.
The hard part is the part. That's the part.
I don't want to shame people, man. I'm not shaming.
I'm not trying
people.
To shame them. Yeah. I'm saying you're not doing it.
I mean, you're shaming them.
Playing fantasy football ain't the same as playing regular fucking football.
Yeah, I too am the general manager of a football team. Fantasy.
Right. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. But, you know, yucky.
Like, one person gets their skull busted in, and the other person is like, oh, yeah, and I moved Travis Kelce over to this other team, and I took this guy off the waiver wire. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I just we're in disagreement here.
It's fantasy football. Could you get a first down in a real game?
No.
Right. Could you score 38 points in a fantasy thing?
Yeah. I hear what you're saying. But. On this one, we're just going to agree to disagree. That's it.
Fine. It's fine. I already conceded that it is convenient. Right?
Yeah, that's it.
It's convenient. It's helpful for people that don't have like this foundational knowledge. I agree with that. I agree with both of those things. I do not think that it is like an actual, I don't think like, and maybe, what was it, Matt James, right? Maybe he is the exception to the rule, where it is a good on ramp for him, where it turns into, now I will try something new, or I'll save these recipes and modify them myself. What did I say? What do I do with recipes? I look up three, four different recipes and modify them and combine them to figure out what I actually want. If that's what you're doing, fantastic. I don't think that's what most of these people are doing, is my point.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying it's just the reality of it is most people are doing it for out of convenience. And that's fine, because it's healthier than going out and getting McDonald's. I agree with all those things.
Yeah.
I just don't think for the bulk of people, it's an on-ramp. I don't think Sun Basket is a fucking on-ramp to becoming someone who cooks every day and just looks at the refrigerator. Like, Hartzell, when I get up in the morning, I go to my freezer, I go to my fridge, I look at what I have. Okay, I can create something. Let's see how we do this. And by the way, call back to like, what, 4 episodes ago where I didn't think I was creative? This is where I'm the most creative.
I agree.
Is in the kitchen. I'm like, yo, we have this, we have this, we have this. Like, I know what we're having for dinner tonight. It's 10:30 in the morning, right? Is that correct? 10:30?
10:30 a.m. Eastern time, yes. Can confirm.
I know that we're going to have a salmon Caesar salad tonight. I've already got everything blocked out, mapped out. I know what we're having.
You get it crispy? Do you do like the crispy skin?
Crispy skin, for sure, dude.
Yeah, I don't love salmon, but I do love it when it gets crispy on the outside.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to cook it instead of the anodized, I'm going to cook it in the stainless steel.
Yo.
A little bit of butter underneath. I'm going to crisp it up. I thought about poaching it. So here's the thing. I also, these are the things that go into my mind when I'm thinking about cooking. I thought about poaching it. And the best way that I love poaching salmon, it's not even poached, it's steamed technically. But white wine in the pan, olive oil, white wine. Then you put lemon, like slices of lemon in there. And you put the salmon on top of the lemon with the lid on the top. And then you poach it, but it's poaching, but it's really steaming. So it absorbs some of that lemon and the salmon cooks. But I like the crispy skin too. So I'm going to put it skin side down with a little bit of butter and just boom. Now, are you getting that from HelloFresh?
No.
I don't know.
Yeah, not likely. No.
No. But it's just, that's all I'm saying. So I don't want to, I understand that it's convenient. I understand that there's low waste. I don't waste food though. The food for us is like, that's more food for another thing.
Right.
When I put stuff, I thought about this today when my wife was, because they were on a 2-hour delay. When my wife was leaving for school, I was like, I need to make lunch, make sure she has lunch. And she was like, oh, we have leftover ramen, homemade ramen. And she just took the container and put it in her bag and went to school. How did she have that? Because I made ramen, including the noodles, including the broth. And then I package everything in individual containers so that those are one portion lunches. That's what I do. So I'm not worried about waste. We don't throw away a lot of food here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's awesome.
If we make a lasagna, I know how much lasagna to make. And then after that, one container, one container, one container. She has lunch and I have lunch and it's easy. But again, you know how you learn that stuff? From cooking. Actual cooking. Not color by number or connect the dots. That's all I'm saying. But if it works for you, it works for you. I'm not going to, listen. I'm not going to, what is this saying again? Yuck your yum.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's listen to another voicemail. Do we got someone from LA, 203?
Yeah, Will.
Hey, fellas. This is Will out in Los Angeles. I know, Felder, you said not to call if you disagreed.
Oh,
about
shit.
The
we
Hello
did
Fresh
have another
thing.
One.
So I didn't listen. Sorry. I want to come at this from an angle of, I think, yes, most people are probably not using it to learn.
Thank
right?
you.
Like, 5%, it's probably a large majority not doing that. But for me, I learn a lot better when I have sort of an example to go off of, right? I work
sure.
in tech, I get a lot of documentation, and if it's just like documentation, like this is how the system works, I find that mostly useless. But a documentation that's like step-by-step how to build something, I find that much easier to understand what each piece does. And getting this kind of step-by-step, like, hey, this is how you cook this thing, this is how you cook this thing, this is how you season this thing, has allowed me to learn how to cook a little bit. You know, I've taken some of these HelloFresh recipes, I've modified them to be more what I want, and I found other recipes that I like, some that I don't like, modified them. And if you're starting just from a place of no knowledge, and if you have a particular learning style, I do think HelloFresh can help you learn to cook. But I do agree, most people aren't doing that. Anyway, thanks. Love the pod. Let's grow.
Let's grow. Thank
that's
you,
a,
Will.
That's a very well, well-reasoned, measured
yes.
call. Yes.
Yes. So I am right. Just for the, I am right, right?
I think there's elements to your argument that you're, yes, that, yeah.
He said,
right.
He said I was right. He said I was right. He's like, most people aren't doing this. Like, the bulk of the customer base is not doing what he does. He is he's an anomaly. And I appreciate that he is an anomaly because he is actually branching out and looking for other recipes Like, he's taking their recipes and looking for other recipes and finding ways to do it. Most people aren't doing that. I'm right. Most people just, it's literally like it's plug and play. It's like people that go to a, check into a hotel and they just watch the hotel channel the whole time.
Hmm. That sounds depressing.
That, hey. I can't figure out the remote. What? All right, what do we have next?
Canada, I believe.
Let's go to Canada.
Rich from Canada calling. The learning to cook, learning to, you know, learning to deal with different ingredients kind of conversation. I used to train summer students to do storefront grilling demos in Ontario.
Nice.
Here when I was, oh gosh, 25. I was an okay cook. But I did that for a long time, and it's like a feel thing
mm-hmm.
that you acquire after a while, and that's really tough to lead someone down that path without just getting a lot of reps. Number one advice would be keep it simple and get an instant read thermometer so you know that food's at least safe to cook and you can kind of tell where the benchmarks are for something like that. Like, learn to roast a chicken.
Yes.
And you can branch that out a whole bunch of different ways, but a lot of the technique doesn't change that much. So you're, you know, adding moisture, adding spices, probably adding some vegetables to it somewhere along the way, depending on how you're cooking it. And, you know, either you succeed eventually or you give up, but at least you started with something that you could succeed with. Another example, I moved over to working with pizza dough.
Yeah.
About a year and a half ago. And mm-hmm. I had done a ton of outdoor cooking, barbecue, food styling, had never worked with pizza dough. That's still an intimidating thing for me to kick off
but
a
you're trying.
Pizza dough recipe and trust that it's going to turn out okay. Because, you know, the planning in that kind of is a pain for me because I hate planning more than 24 hours in advance and
yep.
pizza dough 2 or 3. So 2 or 3 days. Anyway, that's all I got. Let's grow.
That might be our best call that we've ever got.
That's a good call.
Like, here's the thing. Two things. One, I spent 1 year roasting chickens. I didn't call someone to send me a box and tell me what to do. I spent 1 year roasting chickens.
Shots
Whole
fired.
Chickens, chicken thighs, chicken breast, roasting chicken quarters, chicken leg quarters, roasting half chickens. I spent a year doing it. I spent a year braising. Braising pork, braising beef, braising chicken. I spent a year braising. That's how you get good at stuff. That's how you learn. And like he mentioned, you have to start small and then you do little tweaks and you figure it out. And you see what I'm saying?
Of course.
Like if you spend a year and all you do, like, Kristen got sick of chicken, dude. Because I was roasting chicken or grilling chicken almost every day. But there's the supplemental part of it where she does have lunch the next day. She's like, well, it is nice to just grab a thing and go to have lunch. And also, the same thing most people do when they go to, what, like, if you go buy a rotisserie chicken, well, you got to buy two because you got two boys. They're hungry. But do you have leftover rotisserie chicken? Are you guys not making tacos with that?
Yeah, tacos, salads, all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Right. And so it's good to have extra because you know how to, and it also teaches you how to use the extra. That's all I'm saying is, like, I'm not in this game to make a meal. I'm in this game to make sure that my family feels good, is fed, has good food, has whole food. And then I can go from there, whether it's lunch for my wife or it's a next meal for us. Like, I just don't. That was a good call. I really like that call. Because he's right. Like, if you're teaching kids to cook on the street, you're teaching college kids to cook on the street so they can do samples or they can do, like, you know, street food. Fantastic. And the comment about pizza dough also is, I have three different pizza dough recipes that I've modified, but that I work with. I have one that's day of. And I'll tell you what, shoot me a DM or shoot me an email and I will send it to you. But it's called Thursday Night Pizza. You can probably find it online anyways. It's called Thursday Night Pizza, where it's just like, it takes an hour and you're done. I have another one that's a semolina flour that does take an overnight rise. I have another one that is that, like he mentioned, that two-day rise that used a double-aught flour.
Another like, one.
Yeah, I've got three different pizza doughs, and if I am thinking about it on Monday, I'll make the pizza dough that takes until Wednesday to be done. But if I'm busy, especially with the way the college football season is on, if I'm fucking busy and I get to Wednesday and it's pizza night and it's 2:30 in the afternoon and my wife and kid are going to be home soon and I'm like, shit. I'll do the Thursday night pizza recipe and get that ready, get it risen, and be done. But that's adaptation, right? Mm-hmm. You gotta adapt somehow. Like, and I am. Here's the other part. I'm already operating from, I don't know if it's a deficit from a convenience standpoint or not. I like it, but. Like, I wish we had meatloaf more often.
I love meatloaf.
I love it. I love it.
Do you like a good side, too, with the meatloaf? And it's just all...
Were you like mashed potatoes and like a broccoli with a cheese sauce on it?
Bro, you're speaking to my heart right now. Yes. Yeah. Get it and mix it all together. I'm not a huge fan of mixing things together.
You'll mix that all together?
Yes.
Oh, I'm the offspring, bro. I got to keep them separated.
You get a little mashed potato base, meatloaf Mm-mm. on top, and then like a little that dabble do you on that broccoli ched. God, I'd eat that every day in a row.
Dude, it's good.
Yeah, it's insane.
But as someone who grinds their own meat,
okay,
it's an extra step, and I'm like, no, I'm not doing. You know what? We're gonna have the same sides. But we're just gonna grill off this steak, that's not a bad meal, is it?
No, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, extra step.
You said meatloaf, you got me.
Whew. I love, dude. You know what? I'm gonna put once my wife's birthday party is Friday. My wife's birthday is Monday. We're gonna have meatloaf. For her birthday, we're gonna have pork chops with rice and gravy, and probably a green bean, which I hate, but she likes, and my kid likes. So that's what's going to be her birthday dinner. But later that week, we're going to have a meatloaf. Bro, you ever had grilled meatloaf?
Yes.
It's good, right?
Dude, meatloaf is just, it's a win. It's so good.
So there's two ways that I make meatloaf. Really good meatloaf. One, you can make it in the oven in like classic loaf pan style. But when I make it that way, what I do is I slice it and then I go out and put it on the grill, get those grill marks on it, get that good sear. Or you can put the loaf in foil and put it on the smoker and have smoked meatloaf.
Yeah. About to eat lunch here in a little bit, man.
Yeah.
I gotta go for a run.
I mean,
first.
Tell me when they send you that from HelloFresh.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Bro, I feel like Gilbert Arenas right now, dog. Like, I'm telling everybody everything right now. All right, can we go? What do we have? We have two 507s. Can we have 507-1?
Yes. Oh, that was that. All right, here's number two.
There we go.
Hello, this is Travis in Chapel Hill, calling for a little bit of advice. My wife and I are huge women's basketball junkies. We have had season tickets in Carmichael since 2015. Mm-hmm. And every year for the past couple, my birthday gift has been a road game. for the Heels at one ACC women's basketball venue. This year, it is Clemson. The game is on February 9th. So we are going to be in Clemson for that weekend. And, Server, man, I was hoping you would have some advice on
places
to get some good eats that might be a little off the beaten path. Should note, I'm coming up on 18 months sobriety, so we're looking for good grub or a little out of the way spot that might be cool. Not necessarily the place to get turned up. But anyway, thanks for everything. Love what y'all do. Love the show. Let's grow.
All right.
Congrats on the sobriety. That's awesome. Yeah. We're going to have to play this back for our boy.
We'll run this back for Server for sure, but you still need to go to the SO Club. It's not like there's not a place like it mostly anywhere else. I think that I don't like the name of Calhoun Corners, mostly because like John C. Calhoun was like a real madman. But it is good. Soul on the Green, I am fully in on. You have to, like, the only thing I will say is you have to go to the SO Club. You have to, like, take that in. I don't know what it's like for a women's basketball game, but by the way, shout out to the Hartzell. Can we just say shout out to having season tickets to women's basketball?
That's awesome, man.
Yeah. So, but you got to go to the SO Club, man. Like, you have to. Tiger Town Tavern. The food's pretty good there. And I assume you're going to be there during the day. Like, not when like the college kids are going insane there. I can tell you what, I've been thrown out of the SO Club, Tiger Town Tavern, and whatever the local 5-1 ever is. I've been thrown out of all three of those places. But if you go early, you'll just be able to eat and watch some other basketball and do that. Jeez, I can't believe. I think there's one. How many bars have you been thrown out of?
Zero, man.
I've been thrown out of every bar that I've gone to at some point.
We almost got thrown out of the Pink Pony once. That's a strip club.
Ooh,
in Atlanta.
I know what that is. I know what the Pink Pony
That's
is.
That's because we were falling asleep, though, not because we were like trying to fight people.
Yeah, the only place I have been thrown out of is Char Bar here in Charlotte, and that's because I was an adult. I was like 30, so I was like, yeah. Once I started dating my wife, she was like, you can't, like, the fighting's not okay.
Yeah, she's not wrong. That's why she's the love of your life. That's why you're giving her this awesome taco bar with case.
I know. I already bought her cards, but you think she's going to get her cards on the day of her party? Fuck no. She's going to get her cards on her birthday.
I mean, it's like all these other millennials, man. Like, it's their birthday, but they want to celebrate it all week.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I just want her friends to have a good time and her to have a good time. I'm not upset about it.
No, what are we going to
have a party on? We're
going to
have a party on a Monday?
Nah, of course not.
What am I going to do? I'm going to call other 40-year-olds and be like, hey, on Monday,
man,
you want to come over?
Man, listen, I work with some of these young guys at the office. They're like, yeah, my birthday was last week, but we're going to do my lunch, 8 days later. I'm
no.
Like, no, man, the window's closed.
It's done. It's over.
What day's your birthday? I'm going to give you a firm handshake and wish you a happy birthday. And no, I ain't going to lunch.
No. No, I got her card. I got a card from Savannah. I got a card from me. We'll sign both of those cards on Sunday morning. I'll hide them, and then on Monday morning, she'll get the cards. I told you we're a card family.
Here's a question for you, big boy. How much are you writing in Kristen's birthday card?
I'll probably write a full Hang on, let me see. Let me see how much space I have.
How many bars you spitting?
Let's see. Here's the card.
Don't read it. I just want
to
know how much you're filling
out. This is what it says by itself.
Felder, you don't... Okay.
To my amazing wife, on your birthday, for your smile, your kindness, your constant support and love, I'm forever grateful and forever so in love with you. And then inside, I wish you a birthday that fills your heart with all the happiness you bring to my life every day. Happy birthday with all my love. And then I'll write love and then my terrible signature. And then on the other side, I'm going to write down some, not bullet points, but like I'm going to hit some hard hitters. I'm going to be like, I love that you take, I love watching you get ready in the morning. I love watching you. I'm not going to say that. That's terrifying. I was going to say, I love watching you sleep, which I do, but I was in it. There's a better way to say that. Probably I love cuddling up to you in the morning before we get up. I love the way that you parent our daughter. I love that, how much you teach her about piano. I love how much that, I love that you are so excited to go to the pool. I love that you guys go to the pool and that she's so good at swimming. You really enjoy it. I love.
All right. Save some of this content for the card, homie.
Oh, that's all content that's going in the card, my dog.
I'm not trying to make you cry over here, man. I was just asking a question. How much fill out on the card? And the answer is a lot. So that's okay.
Yeah, that's what you do, man. You don't do that. You do that. I know you do.
I know you do that.
I
freehand. I don't have like bullet points. I don't put together an outline. But
you got an outline in your mind.
Bro, I got all kinds of stuff in my mind. Don't worry about
that.
Dude,
yeah. Hey, man, me too.
What's in my mind is between me and God. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, do not worry about it, dog. I got a freaking thing here that says make ice and guac. That's in my notebook right now. Can you make guac early?
Not if you want it to look green.
Yeah, so I can't do that. Fuck.
Bro, you should make that guac tableside, man. White people love that stuff.
This ain't white people taco night, dog. It's not that. This is real taco night.
I'm just saying, man, the tableside guac.
The guac will be tableside.
White people will go to a restaurant and be like, honey, did you see that they made tableside guac? It's $45. What a deal.
Dog, here's the thing. It's mostly going to just be white people here. Here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm not your waiter. Okay?
I
bought this house.
This is a house where seasoning is being applied to everything you're eating tonight.
Yes. So
what time does the party start Friday?
5:30.
5:30 till what?
I don't give a shit. I live here. I'm not going nowhere.
What time do you want people out of your house?
Don't care.
Really?
No, I do not care.
I feel like 5:30 is a pretty early start. People will be out of there by 8:00.
That's fine. Take your kids home. Because remember, I'm getting 3 pizzas from Hungry Howie's. For kids.
Just stay downstairs, kids.
You know where you don't need to be? Up here. I got to clean. I got to do all this shit. Like, what you need to do, I got to make popcorn. Like, don't be up here. If you're up here, you better be bleeding.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Kids like to come upstairs tattling on each other, man. I literally tell my kids, like, I don't care. I do not care.
Do you know what I think I'm going to do?
Dad, Julian said the S word. Don't care.
You know what I think I'm going to do? I got to stop my Harris Teeter tomorrow morning after I take Savannah to school. I think I'm going to just get $20 of ones. And I'm going to take those $20 of ones. And for every kid who comes upstairs with a bullshit claim, you lose your dollar. And whatever kid doesn't come upstairs will get all the rest of the dollars.
Wow. Are you going to lay those ground rules down at the beginning of the party? Or are you going to surprise and delight?
No, I'm going to lay this down immediately.
I love this game.
They're all going to know the rules.
$20 for 3 hours of adult time? I mean, that's a steal, my man.
Yeah, because have you seen how much babysitters cost?
20 an hour, easily.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pre-tip.
So I'm just going to get $20.
That's brilliant.
I also am, like, here's the thing. I've already told my wife, you don't need to worry about the kids. I got the kids. I'm in charge of the kids. Maybe their parents can be in charge of the kids, but I'm in charge of the kids. So, I'm going to put the 20. I went and got little kid waters.
Oh, we ain't doing juice boys. Box. Those little short guys?
Yeah, the short boys.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to put $20, 20 ones, I'm going to hang it up. They can't reach it. And every time you come upstairs, whenever one of y'all come upstairs with some bullshit, that's my dollar.
I feel like there's going to be a spreadsheet involved where some sort of a list with all the kids' names.
No, I know what they look like.
You're going to be able to keep track of this?
Yeah, I know what they look like.
All right.
And here's the thing. You can hurt your friend. Like, if Ace is downstairs, but Zeta comes upstairs, you take a dollar away from your family.
These aren't real names.
Those are real names.
Ace and Zeta, those are real names?
Yeah, they're brother and sister.
Jeez. Okay.
It's good.
From A to
A
Z.
A and Z.
Yeah, no, yeah. I got it. It's just...
Ooh. Very cool. And they're done having kids. They started and they ended. But I'm just saying, like, Nah, dog. $20. We'll be hung up. Your kid comes up here. What do you need? If you're not bleeding, because you know that I'm sweeping downstairs. And by sweeping, I'm not talking about like with a broom. I'm saying I am moving I'm moving everything out. There will be nothing that you can get hurt with or that can hurt you. The only thing that can hurt you is the other person. So if another person does hurt you and you're bleeding, then you come upstairs because the first aid kit's upstairs. If you didn't get hurt and they just hurt your feelings, hey man, that's my dollar.
What foul? Show me the blood.
Yeah. Bumble clock. Wan, brethren. Like, are you kidding me? Because we're going to do the taco bar, and then I'm going to put the taco bar away. And then after the taco bar, Kristen, my wife, wants to play, I don't know, fucking Uno, some board game shit, whatever. I don't know.
Bro, you know about this new Uno No Mercy?
Yes.
Yeah, we have it.
That's how we played anyways.
It's created some conflict, man. These kids are soft.
Bro, that's how we played.
These kids are soft, dude.
That's how we played anyways, right? Like, we used to, like, Kristen was like, we played Uno together, like, as a family, like, with my, like, dad and mom. And it was like, we were like, bang, 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 bang. Like, I had, like, four draw twos, and I was like, oh, that's draw six. And then my mom was like, oh, I'm not drawing six. I got two draw twos, too. Boom. Now you got to draw six, draw eight, draw. You got to draw 10.
Y'all were already stacking.
Yeah, we've been stacking. Bro, we stacking packed, dog. You kidding me? We've been stacking.
Bro, I got these kids out here crying, dude.
Good. Yeah. They should be.
The best part about, now, the one of the actual rules with Uno No Mercy is, If at any point in the game you have 25 or more cards in your hand, you're out. You're done.
I like that.
So
it makes the game over.
Yeah. For me, when I'm playing and I'm playing like at a table with like, you know, my kids and my wife or worse, like a
you
table
just try
with
to
like
get as many
six
cards
or seven
as you
people,
can.
I'm like, hit me with that draw 10. Stack it up on me so that I can boop, boop, exit the game.
I'm out.
That's correct.
I do the same exact thing. I do it with Candyland.
Candyland's easy to rig. You just got to get into the deck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's this game called Tuck that my wife loves to play. Call it if you've ever heard of Tuck. 336-448-3607. My wife's friend from Virginia got this thing called Tuck, and they play this game called Tuck, and it's like you move marbles around the board, and four goes backwards, and seven, when you leap over seven, you have to go back to your base. And it's like Sorry, basically. Hang on a second. I don't want somebody to email me. Let me just burp. Although, that's how we started the show, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, that's fine. But no, and part of the game is cheating, and my wife just does not understand cheating at all. Do you have, like, a family of cheaters?
No, just me.
Yeah.
I got caught the other day. I was trying to lay down, like, you know, two cards at once. I just had them stacked right on top of each other.
Oh, perfect. That's a great way.
And when I was moving my hand off the lay down, it shifted the card.
Yeah.
And my wife, it was like the scene in Rounders where a hand just comes out of nowhere and just grabs me.
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah.
that scene in Rounders where he grabs Ed Norton because he's dealing off the bottom of the deck.
Is that Malkovich?
Deck. Yeah, we caught a hanger, Sarge. Yeah, John Malkovich is in that. He's KGB.
So that same thing happens with me. Meanwhile, my wife lets her friend cheat constantly.
Well, that's because your wife's the mark. She lets it happen.
Yeah. When I cheat, though, problem. When I cheat, huge problem. Her friend cheats. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. Oh, you weren't paying attention to her cheating the whole time? She cheated the whole time. She got a card underneath her foot. My wife, you know what? Let me tell you something.
A card underneath the foot?
Yeah.
That should never happen, man.
Yeah, I know. Meanwhile, my wife shakes me down, dude. She's like, stand up. And I'm like, okay. Let me see you underneath your shorts. Underneath my shorts? What would be underneath my shorts? She's like, no, don't hold them like that.
Baby.
Let them loose. And then obviously cards fall out. And then I get in trouble. So, one, shout out to you for digging women's hoops. We gave you a couple of recs. You do have to go. I will say this. You do have to go to the SO Club. Like, it is. It's one of those places. Like, if someone was going to JMU, where would you tell them to go?
Mr. J's Bagels. Mr. J's for Bagels? Bagel shop up there. That's really it. Everything else is gone for my days. I learned this when we went up there for that
right
Thursday night Coastal Carolina game this year.
So I would say Chapel Hill, I didn't even think about breakfast. Sunrise Biscuit in Chapel Hill. Obviously, he lives in Chapel Hill, so I'm sure he's been to Sunrise. But Sunrise Biscuit, let's go. It's like Biscuitville on steroids, dude. Like, can you imagine?
Yeah, it sounds awesome. I love breakfast, man. I don't eat breakfast. I don't eat big breakfast very often, but when I do,
yeah, you go.
Yeah, that's correct.
Sutton's in Chapel Hill also, but if I was going to tell someone that was going to Chapel Hill, I would say you got to go to top of the hill. Great view of the city. It's right there. And food's, it's like a good restaurant. Especially because we don't have Spanky's. We don't have Peppers anymore. Speaking of things that are gone from when we went to school, Spanky's is gone. Peppers is gone. I don't know if Franklin Street Pizza's even there anymore. I haven't been to Chapel Hill since 2012. I guess you think it's time for me to take my kid to Chapel Hill?
It's always time. That's a fun town.
Yeah, but I don't want to be around my kid in there. You know what I'm saying? You did it. I don't want to be around my kid in Chapel Hill, man.
Yeah, so I mean, it's got to happen at some point.
I know, but just so many, like, reckless adult things have happened there. We go to Queens. I will say this, because just like you take your kids to Wake, we go to Queens.
Yeah, solid in-town spot.
How far are you from Wake?
I mean, 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, we're about 17 minutes from Queens. And they get to see, like, good athletes and hang out.
Yeah, there's, like, you know, t-shirt cannon or, you know, giveaways and promotions and stuff. That's all my kids are really into. Like, they don't realize that, like, oh, that's Cooper Flagg. Like, he's going to be the number one pick. Like, they don't care about that stuff. They literally just want to go dance cam, yeah. Try to get on the screen, and then, you know, cheer.
Yeah.
Listen to music.
I don't even think there's a screen at Queens.
Pretty bare bones operation there, huh?
I mean, it's a small school.
It's a small school, yeah. They just made the call up. I think they're in the Atlantic Sun for basketball, I think.
Let's see. Queens, Atlantic Sun. I didn't even know that was a conference.
They're D1, but, I mean, they just made the bump recently.
Yeah, Queens Royals. Lipscomb, Jacksonville. Oh, Florida Gulf Coast.
Yeah, Dunk City, man.
Stetson.
The Hatters.
North Florida.
Ospreys.
West Georgia.
Don't know that one.
Bellarmine.
Oh, yeah, the Knights.
Eastern Kentucky.
Colonels.
Colonels. I knew that one. North Alabama.
Nope.
Goodness. So, yeah. Nowhere near the Gulf Coast, by the way. Like, at all. So, yeah. So, we go to Queens. Because what do you think? I'm going to drive all the way across the entire city to go to UNCC? No, absolutely not. I'm not even going to drive uptown to go see the Knights. That's not happening.
Uptown, baby.
Uptown, baby. Dude, when's the last time you listened to that song?
It's been a while. I might listen to it after we wrap the show so I can get a little exercise.
I was thinking the same thing. Bear don't. Uptown, baby. Uptown. What is that? Nope. It's like Peter something and
Peter Guns.
Peter Guns and somebody else. There's somebody else on the song, though. Deja Vu. Lord Tariq, Peter Guns. And the song's called Deja Vu.
Classic.
It's a classic. All right. We had no server, so guess what? You're going to get probably 30 minutes less content because we didn't have his extra stuff. I will post some pictures. My wife's birthday should be pretty good. I think she's going to have a good time.
Happy birthday, Kristen.
Oh, and also, they're gonna have Nintendo.
Oh yeah,
the adults, thriving. Not the kids,
thriving.
The adults will be able to play Nintendo, or as we called it, Nintendo. The adults will be able to play some Nintendo while they're at my house. So we will have a taco bar, like. Does this party not sound pretty fucking tight?
Yeah, I think it's going to be awesome, man. I never doubted you for a second.
I'm just stressed out. I got to go cook this chicken. I got to get this smoker going. The adults will have Nintendo, though. Adults with Nintendo. Also, we are using real glasses. Is that a bad decision?
For the kids...
No, the kids are going to drink out of Solo cups.
No, you can't serve margaritas in like plastic cups.
No, we have margarita glasses. We have wine glasses, stemmed and stemless. Rocks glasses. Let me go through the whole thing. We never talked about the drink menu, did we?
You told me about the margs.
We got the margaritas. Or you could just have tequila if you want. So we're going to have, from a glassware situation, we're going to have wine glasses, margarita glasses, rocks glasses, shot glasses. I've already got ice. That's the other thing I have to pick. I got to go pick up like drinking ice. I have ice for the kids. The kids will just, I'm locking one door and then the other door is just like, don't get in here. Please. You can't be in here. And I'm going to bring the cooler out with the waters for the kids. That's what you get. You get water. Should I put other drinks in there?
I mean, juice boxes are great, but.
Fuck that.
Oh, okay.
Water. Drink water. Are you kidding me? I'm not buying juice boxes.
Then water. Don't. Yeah, then don't. I mean, you're fine.
There's going to be the little waters, and then if you finish your little water, you can get a big water. It's fine. With Michael Felder's homemade ice.
There you go.
And... upstairs, there'll be waters upstairs. in the fridge for people. But also, I'm going to bring the Coca-Cola if you want a mixer. Tonic water if you want a mixer. Got you. And we're going to be Gucci. I think I got this under control, dude. Now, like, the more I talk about it, the more I feel better about it.
Nah, I mean, I never doubted you, buddy. I knew you would.
I feel pretty good. And by the way, shout out to Gail. She made my wife a shawl.
Classy as hell.
I know. She's the best, dude. Come on. Top. She's one of our top listeners. Gail, Sam, your mom. I guess my dad, too, because he... Calm down. It's okay.
Ah, sorry.
Damn, dude.
Calm down. It's okay.
So I think we're good to go, man. Let's you know what? Let's go out and have a Thursday.
Let's do it.
All right. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Rate, review, subscribe. Check out. I still have some koozies to move. Oh, and by the way, who was the guy that said that he wanted Serber to sign a koozie?
That was our first caller, 423. Yes, we'll send it. We can get Serber to sign it and mail it back. Easy.
Why can't you do that? You see him more than I do.
Oh, get Serber to sign a koozie?
Yeah, and then you just put it in the mail.
Yeah, sure. Happy to.
There we go. So we got that for you.
DM somebody your address, and we'll make it happen.
There we go. DM someone your address, we'll make it happen. Also, if anybody else wants me to, if you want me to sign a koozie, hitthepodshop.etsy.com. I will sign it. I didn't think people would want that, but I'll sign a koozie too. I don't care. And we're still on the BOGO train, so we're Gucci.
Moving koozies.
Gucci, moving koozie. And I'm about to go to the YMCUZ to get buff as Hugie. You know me. Let's grow!